on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. This is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. And we're sponsored by North State Consultants, the best consultants in the world. And if you'd like to advertise or sponsor with us to keep this show on the air, you can call 530-221-0101 and talk to Linda. Today is January 5th, 2013.
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable.
Here we go.
I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Rachel, our new, I don't know why that's an old
thing. I am new.
You are new, yeah.
Every week.
It's
we
a
never
new,
know
new
what
experience.
We're
going to
get.
You never know which personality I'll bring.
So we're here in the studio with Civil, our trusted soundboard operator.
Let's just start the new year off right, folks.
Yeah, there you go. So we're streaming worldwide. If you're listening, go to our chat room and you can listen there and get involved. And that's at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. So let's see. Do you have any veterans events?
Yes, I do. AmVets Lady Auxiliary is having Dinner in Motion coming up in February on February 16th. We will be holding that fundraiser at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in here in Reading. And we are teaming up with Wounded Warrior Project on this.
Very good.
And a lot of the, we're raising funds to stay so that the money stays here in Shasta so we can help the veterans in the Northern California area. So please, if you're interested in this, you can give myself a call at 221-0101. Or you can give Treva a call at 221-7433. And we will keep giving you updates on this about what we got going on over there. But we would love to raise some funds so we can help the veterans out in this area.
Very good. Moving right along, let's get into, okay, we got the Tea Party Monday nights, 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. First quote. Is it is impossible to grasp the meaning of the idea of sound money if one does not realize that it was devised as an instrument for the protection of civil liberties against despotic inroads on the parts of the government. Ideologically, it belongs in the same class with political constitutions and the Bill of Rights. Anybody ever thought about sound money in that way?
Probably not.
Maybe not. Okay.
A little bit different twist going there.
Absolutely. So what we want to do is let's go into our video clip. I want to play this to start with, and then we'll come back and talk about it. So if you're queued up there, Rach, then we're ready to roll.
Right,
let's
go. Here we go.
Okay.
Have you ever felt that you were living in the Matrix? Have you ever felt like you awoke to a dark truth of what reality really is, of how things really are? And do the people around you sometimes seem like they are ostriches with their heads buried in the sand? Well, with the complete inundation of government lies and corporate media propaganda, it's easy to understand why most people live in blissful ignorance. So this all reminds me of my favorite story, something that I learned studying philosophy that completely rings parallel to today's world. Plato's fictional dialogue, The Allegory of the Cave, and it goes like this. Imagine a dark cave where prisoners have lived their entire existence, facing nothing but a blank wall. The prisoners are chained to be completely immobile. Behind the prisoners is a walkway that separates them from a giant burning fire. The fire casts shadows onto the wall of objects and people that pass through the walkway. Now, the prisoners cannot see the walkway or the people carrying these objects. All they can see are the shadows. These shadows that they see are all that make up the prisoner's reality. all of their culture and knowledge is entirely based on what the shadows do. In the same way that we preoccupy our lives with mindless entertainment, waiting for hours in traffic, sitting in a cubicle, staring at a computer screen, doing something we loathe, and stuffing our faces with garbage, and we do all of this believing that there's no alternative, that life is nothing more than that. Well, one day, someone from the real world, one of the people who normally cast these shadows onto the wall, decides to enter the cave and free a prisoner. He unshackles him and tells him to come outside of the cave. When the prisoner complies, he's at first blinded by the sun and then horrified by the realization that his entire reality is nothing more than an illusion. So Plato then poses a question that is a personal challenge innate within us all. When after getting a glimpse of an ugly truth and scary reality, would you choose to go back to blissful ignorance? Would you be scared of the personal responsibility that will inevitably come with the truth? Or would you pursue it, no matter how horrifying it may be? Realities such as accepting the fact that this government kills its own people. It sacrifices us to advance an agenda of global control, military dominance, corporate profit. Those are the realities that so many people choose to be blinded from. Dark truths like Operation Northwoods, a government plan drafted to stage an attack and kill Americans to preempt the Cuban invasion in the 60s. JFK assassination, 9/11, or the fact that what the government tells us is safe to eat is really killing us. Or how about the fact that the corporatocracy rapes and pillages the earth simply for profit, without a care for the fate of humanity or this precious environment. And if the establishment pushes religion and political dogma onto us to stifle a collective consciousness from growing, one that may phase them out. But ultimately, finding the truth is up to you. It's a decision you have to make, and nothing else will ever be more important than this decision. So, do you shackle down your mind and subscribe to old school paradigms? Or do you liberate yourself by acknowledging reality? Sure, the world would lose its innocence, but wouldn't you rather know the truth?
Now, that comes from RTV. Now, that's interesting. I'm not sure I agree with everything she said, but you know something? I agree with most of what she said. Most of the people out there have been plugged into the mainstream media and getting just absolute garbage for information on everything across the board, whether it's food, the war, and it's not hard to understand that we have to put down the mainstream media and start checking things out for ourselves and doing our own homework. You know, it's just unbelievable the garbage that we've been fed. I mean, and we've got a lot of stuff to cover, so I'm not gonna you know sit on this too long. But you know, I have a little bit of a cough here. But that comes from you know, you can go to American Kabuki Theater. It's actually American Kabuki. .blogspot, and they have some pretty interesting videos there on the subject. So it's
well, at least maybe that gives some people out there some place to go to start researching and looking at the different possibilities of things that are going on out there.
Yeah, we're
going to
go over some solutions as we've been putting them together over time, and we had talked about that earlier in the year, and we're going to try to start hitting that more and more and more. But with that said, we're going to go to Judicial Watch. We have a weekly update, okay? And this comes from Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch. And what we have here is we have a list of the 10 most wanted corrupt politicians for 2012.
All right. That's a good thing to know.
Yeah, so this is, you know, there's a full, you can go to judicialwatch.org, I believe it is, to get the full scoop on this.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what we have here is we have Representative Vern Buchanan and the Secretary of Energy, Stephen Chu. But it's interesting, you can go down and they have a little background on each one of them, you know, the Secretary, I guess let's go to a break and then we'll come back and finish this. Let's
okay, this is KCNR. 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome Dr. Doug McConnell, Director of Cardiac Surgery at Shasta Regional Medical Center in Redding. Dr. McConnell was formerly Chief of Surgery and Chief of Staff at Long Beach Memorial Medical Center. He's our local go-to expert on Obamacare and its effect on your health care, and he'll join us live in the studio on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Wake everybody up out
Wake
there.
Wake up out there. Okay, so we got our list here, and, you know, of course, I'm going to pick on our commander in chief. But Representative Vernon Buchanan, Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu, Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Jesse Jackson, Robert Mendez, President Barack Obama, Harry Reid, David Rivera, and then we have some dishonorable mentions, John Edwards, Michael Grimm, so forth, General Petraeus, Elizabeth Warren, Maxine Waters. Now, they all have done stuff. I mean, Eric Holder, you know, he's a regular on the list of top 10 corruption guys. Shamelessly operates the most blatant politicized Department of Justice in a generation. With the Operation Fast and Furious scandal, there's no exaggeration. This agency has blood on its hands. A reckless DOJ, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, a gun running scheme in which guns were sold to Mexican drug cartels. It didn't get reported for a long time, and then now it's really nobody's fault. It's unbelievable.
They didn't know about it.
Yeah. Oh, it was botched.
Yeah.
Even though they planned it.
Right.
Planned botch. Yeah. So, but I wanted to go over this Obama thing because, you know, the first sentence in this particular paragraph on him was, were there a hall of fame for broken promises, here is the one that would get the first ballot. Let me simply say that transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency. That was Obama in 2009. Instead of transparency and the rule of law over the past 4 years, we have witnessed the greatest expansion of government in modern political history, and consequences an explosion of government secrecy, scandals, abuse of power. Among the lowlights are illegal recess appointments. Perhaps former Attorney General Ed Meese and Todd Graziano summed it up best in their Washington Post guest commentary. I quote, President Obama's attempt to unilaterally appoint three people to the seats on National Labor Relations Boards, National Labor Relations Board, and Richard Contray to head the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau after the Senate blocked his action on nomination is more than an unconstitutional attempt to circumvent the Senate's advice and consent role. It is a breathtaking violation of the separation of powers and a duty of comity, that the executive owes to the Congress. And then we've got illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. We've got unprecedented secrecy. You know, Judicial Watch has filed over 1,000 Freedom of Information Request acts and nearly 100 lawsuits against the Obama administration on issues ranging from Obamacare to the continued funding of the criminal Acorn Network, from tracking Wall Street bailout money to the unconstitutional use of czars to White House visitor logs to the attacks on the integrity of the nation's election. This president touts transparency but condones lawbreaking of open records law by his administration. We've got unconstitutional czars. As far back as 2009, Reuters reports, name a top issue, and President Obama has probably got a czar responsible for tackling it. By the time the Judicial Watch special report was published in October of 2011, the number of Obama czars, skyrocketed to 45. And then the left will always come back with, yeah, but President Bush had them too.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, so that was illegal too. So
that doesn't make it right, folks.
Two wrongs don't make it right. And if you can't see that these guys are kind of working in concert, like the wars. Oh, Obama, he goes to war, and attacks Syria and Libya and all this stuff. But if Bush would have done that, that's illegal.
Yep.
Really? So it's only illegal if a Republican does it, and it's okay. And, where's the code Pinko? And what's her name? Cindy Sheehan, protesting the war. Oh,
right.
Really?
Can't find him.
Yeah, exactly. And then we got use of executive privileger to protect Eric Holder. This goes on and on and on. Benghazi gate, bailouts, luxury. How many vacations has this guy had? He talks about, he's for the middle class guy, and everybody's out there, he's for the middle class, really, while he takes luxury vacations in Hawaii. Excuse me. All over the place. His wife, $500,000 weekend junkets. It's just unbelievable.
It just doesn't end. Yeah, it just keeps on going and going with this.
So it's just unbelievable, anybody with any kind of an honesty of examining the facts here would come up with the same thing. These guys.
And then the latest, of course, Congress had to get their raises.
I think they denied that, though. Didn't they? I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
So Obama raises the salaries for congressmen.
That. They have to have that.
Yeah, because
they work hard.
Because we're in an economic problem right now. Of course, they need more money to do a better job. They could be doing a great job so far.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, so all the cronies get paid. I mean, did anybody, how's everybody with that payroll tax hike that we got going out there? That was only supposed to be for... we weren't going to raise taxes on anybody but the people over $250,000.
Right. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And what about the Social Security that's coming along with that?
Well, that's what I'm talking about is the payroll tax hike. And that went from 4.2 back up to 6.2. And all you people out there working a wage, you're paying the taxes. And you're going to see your check shrink a little bit. And so, and in the meantime... What does he do? He extends the special expense rules for certain film and television productions. Now, we had all of these Hollywood guys coming out against gun control.
Right.
And everybody saw that over the week. Gun bad. And disarmament good. What are we going to do? Stop. Really? Okay, you got Jamie Foxx coming out with Django. Well, he's out, half the commercial is shooting people.
Right.
And so it's like, really? But these guys who are supposed to be, good guys and for the social get an expense program up to $20 million so that they can write everything off without capitalizing any of their equipment or anything because they're Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. They're not in the bag.
Uh-oh. It's pretty amazing. Why they're trying to cut all of our deductions and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, while they raise the taxes on the middle class. But Obama's, he's out there for the poor.
Right.
You know, he hates those Wall Street guys except when he bails them out. yeah, it's unbelievable. So, you know, I mean, these guys will go to any length to lie to the American people, to maintain their power position, and all the left out there that thinks that Obama's a great guy, all these rules and regulations and laws in the past, are you going to be happy when we get another Republican in there with this? Because a dictator doesn't really care whether he's got an R in front of his name, or a D in front of his name.
Doesn't matter.
He cares about power.
Yeah.
Now, going into another story this morning, Pelosi Photoshop fail. It's from the Mercury News down in Silicon Valley. So they're taking pictures of the on the steps of the Capitol. And so on Thursday, so they're taking pictures of the female House Democrats on the steps of the Capitol. Only Pelosi and a few other of her cronies didn't show up.
Oh.
So what do? Okay. They cut and paste their photographs in.
And that doesn't work?
Well, it just shows you on something as stupid as this that if they will lie and falsify information and something as stupid as their picture on the steps of the Capitol, what else will they lie or talk, you know, not tell you about or omit from the conversation or twist or turn or, you know? Yeah, it's just unbelievable. So, you know, we can really trust all of our politicians out there.
Sure we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Just keep that up. So, what else we got? Well, we got a little bit on the Bertha report. Did anybody know that they had a hearing in the state of California?
I was just gonna say.
On Thursday, I believe it was, for
I haven't seen.
Electoral challenge. Of course, the judge rejected it, being in California. And there's about 16 other states that are now still following through, and then actually the Supreme Court has agreed to hear one of them. Why does this just get blacked out? Is it, the left would say, because you can't give any credence to this. So what you're telling me is that 16 states or whatever it is, challenging the eligibility, we've got an affidavit now from a ex-Homeland Security guy that says that his selective service is forged. We've got an affidavit saying from Mike Zullo, lead investigator for Arpaio, that there's forgery and evidence of malfeasance and prima facie evidence that shows that there's been fraud committed. We've got another affidavit from Sheriff Arpaio. All of these have been submitted to different courtrooms. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. That's not news?
Right.
No, because that might get everybody into looking into the issue and
finding out exactly who he is.
Maybe.
And what he is.
Is there a problem here?
Yeah.
Is there not? Really?
Why not just produce the information that's being requested?
Well, this comes from the Star Advisor, and I'm not sure where they're at.
If you don't have anything to hide, what's the problem?
Well, listen to this story, though. A federal judge in Sacramento has rejected a challenge by so-called birthers seeking to halt the counting of the Electoral College votes in President Obama. The U.S. District Court Judge Morrison C. England on Thursday rejected a petition for a temporary restraining order filed by Orly Tays, an attorney who has lost challenges in several states seeking to overturn Obama's election. In the motion filed last month, Tays sought to stop Congress from counting the votes scheduled for Friday. Officials in Hawaii have repeatedly verified Obama's August 1986 birth and U.S. citizenship. No, they haven't. That's a complete out-and-out lie. In fact, now they've got one of the guys coming out saying that there's a fraud problem in Hawaii. So this is an out-and-out lie, but what is it doing? It's saying, we've already covered this issue.
Yeah.
Really?
We're done with it. We're not going to produce anything more.
We're not going to do any homework to see if that's true.
Yeah. We can allow that.
Well, that's why they black everything out, because they don't want anybody looking into things. So what I'm saying is, if you've got a red-blooded American bone in your body, do an honest investigation of all of this and see if there's any truth to it. Should be really simple then. Why? Why doesn't the left attack this as being untrue and show all the evidence that it's not true?
Right.
Hmm. Anyway, that's the latest on that. I thought we'd hit that up before we go to a break. I think we're ready for a break, though.
I think we are. And if you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
We're all here watching the Breakfast Club on the video thinking, yeah, let's just watch the Breakfast Club. Very good. You know, getting back to our story here, you know, we've got sworn affidavit. You can go look at some of the evidence here. This is from Pixel Patriot at .blogspot.com. And, you know, the title of the article is Usurpation of a Nation, and the U.S. Constitution is moot as a republic is thrown under the bus. And that's really the whole thing about this story, is that what we're saying is either true or it's not. Okay, why is there a media blackout? Why is there a blackout of so many things that don't seem to support the administration's position on things? Why was there a blackout of Benghazi? Why was there a blackout of Fast and Furious? Why was there a blackout of Ron Paul's campaign?
Yeah, it's not like it's just one item or one thing. We have a large variety of things that they black out.
Yeah. You know, it's all the Koch brothers' fault. I'm writing an article right now, and I was thinking the other day, I didn't even know who the Koch brothers were for like 2 years. I had to look it up. I had to Google the Koch brothers to know who they are, although the Tea Party's being funded by them.
Why? Yeah.
Really? So there's so many lies out there. It's just ridiculous. Now, that's not to say I don't know what's going on. The Tea Party's got 1,000 organizations that are all separate and distinct, that are like little enclaves of people with differing opinions and different things. But the fact is that since day one, the media has tried to smear the Tea Party.
Yes, they
have. Why is that? Why is that? You got to think about that for a second, because what are their tenets? Let's see. Follow the Constitution, limited government,
fiscal responsibility.
Do our politicians seem to have a problem with that?
Well, I guess if you're on that side of the fence, you might.
I don't know. So, if you go to that website, you know, this is what the evidence is starting to pile up here a little bit. This was sent into the Honorable Rob Whittle of the United States House of Representatives. And the evidence is mounting. We got a sworn affidavit from Jeffrey Stephen Kaufman, a retired ICE agent and retired chief investigator for the United States Coast Guard Investigative Services. We've got a sworn affidavit from Mike Zullo, a sworn affidavit from Sheriff Arpaio, letters from Attorney Klayman to Robert Bauer, Esquire, general counsel to the Democratic National Committee, publications by Attorney Mario Apuzzo entitled Congress Should Not Confirm Barack Obama as President, for he's not he is not an Article II natural born citizen. And everybody seems to want to, confuse that with a native born or a natural, you know, somebody who's born in
just
Hawaii.
Just a citizen.
Yeah, just a citizen.
Yeah.
And, you know,
there is a big difference.
There is a big difference.
And there's a reason there's a difference in the Constitution in regards to this.
We've got so much forgery and fraud around this and so much ignoring of the evidence. What's going on? And so that's the question we need to start asking ourselves is
need to start getting more involved, get some education,
right.
Know the issues, what's going on more and more. And one way to do that is like us and other programs on this radio station, getting the information out there and for people to pass it along and start getting involved.
Right. That's the question. That's what we're going to be going over solutions at the end.
Solutions and stuff that they can do.
Don't believe us.
Yeah, I mean, do your own research.
Do your own research here.
And other people. I guess we got the phone lines are going, and we have Terry on line one. Are you there, Terry?
Hey, Linda, how you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Hey, Mark, how are you, bud?
Hey, life is good, man, and the fun never stops.
Hey, I just had a quick comment, and that is people want to, you know, I'm just with you guys. We need to do something about all this, and it just gets to a point where people, I think, feel like they're helpless. But one thing that we've been talking to some of the other tea parties about, and the Sacramento group is starting to do this, is taking little trips to Sacramento. Now, usually when you go to the Capitol and they're in session, you can walk up to any one of the senators or any one of the assemblymen there, go to their office, bring in a letter. A handwritten letter is always preferable. It has more of an impact. Ask them, what are they doing about immigration? What are they doing about taxes? What are they doing about whatever issue you want? The whole thing is we have to get ourselves heard. It's something you can do. It's inexpensive. I know that you probably have people listening or streaming in from the Sacramento area or Elk Grove or that area. Your parking would only be about $12 for the day. Now, if there's four of you, that's $3 a piece. And to me, $3 is not much to pay for going in and voicing my opinion and, getting in there, letting these guys know we're there. But I think we have to basically inundate the cubicles is what I call it.
Yeah, you know, what I've got is a list of solutions here that I was going to go over today. This is pretty good timing. I was going to save it for the end, but if we try to save it for the end, we never get to it. We run out of time.
Get there, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But here's what I'm saying. Find your passion. You people out there need to start finding a why. You need to find your reason. Find that thing that motivates you. Is it your kids? Is it your grandkids? Is it your belief in freedom? Quit complaining if you're not going to do anything. Are sports more important than your family's survival? Turn off the TV. Pry your butt up off the couch and get involved. Get educated on the issues. Start a neighborhood watch. Run for city council. Store food. Read something that matters. Join a tea party. Listen to We the People Radio. Find alternative media sources. Quit quit being a sheeple out there. You have been dumbed down and lied to. Stop being complacent. Question everything in sources. Do your own homework, but it's time to do something. That's the solution.
And what do you have to lose? To go out there and start getting involved and getting yourself educated. What do the people have to lose?
Hear, hear.
I won't be able to watch SportsCenter on Friday.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, is that, you know, we do have city council. I know Chief Paletti is doing his first, town hall on the 30th of January at 6 o'clock at City Hall. And I would just hope people would turn out for that. He's going to talk about panhandling and crime.
Right.
And, you know, and how the crime has gone up in Reading. And the panhandling thing has gotten just way out of line. It's just gotten to the point of insanity. I guess in the paper today it was saying that there are people who make $100 a day. Some people make $500 a day. You know, really and truly, a lot of these people aren't even homeless. The rescue mission is having a hard time because trying to differentiate between the people who really need it and the people who really don't.
Yeah, but I guess they're saying for the, you know, if you want to help people out, like you say, give to the mission or other local organizations that can help people, but not give directly to the panhandlers.
Or start a new business. Sell trench coats to the homeless so they can collect money on the corners. I mean...
Yeah, you know, Linda, that also, you know, you've got your project coming up for Wounded Warriors.
Oh. Yes, we do. On February 16th, I mentioned that at the beginning of the hour, and I will keep people more tuned into that. But, yeah, we are trying to raise the funds so that we can help support the local veterans out there. You know, there's a lot of different things we can do for them.
Yeah, and the Salvation Army, you know, that's the thing, is another organization that you can give to all year long. Approximately 84% of that goes right to the people. They have very little overhead, and the nice thing is it stays in the county. Almost all of that stays in the county that you give it to. So they're really great on helping people.
Yes, they are.
I know people that have been helped out that are working now, that actually have been, you know, have gotten the help they needed to get back into getting a job and becoming, you know, producers in society.
Well, right. That's what the whole thing's supposed to be designed for. See, welfare is not supposed to be a generational thing. It's supposed to be to get you back on your feet, to get back out there in the workforce and be productive. Same for unemployment. But what we've got is people that just forget about everything else because it's easier to work and it's easier not to work and go out there and get free money. But what's happening is you become dependent on that, and once you get dependent on that, then you lose your ability to fish, and then you become a professional leech is what it amounts to.
Yeah, you're right, and the free money is becoming, you know, drying up a little bit.
That's going to be the first thing they cut.
About Medi-Cal, and apparently some woman does need her knees replaced, but no one will take her. These doctors can't afford to do that anymore.
Well, yeah,
anyway,
but
guys, I'm gonna let you guys go. Great program.
All right, thanks for calling
back,
in.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Have a good day, kid.
All right, you
thanks.
Too.
Yeah, I guess everybody was talking about the flat tire out in Barstow last week. Talk about not a fun time. Yeah, you ever try to pull a tire out from underneath a camper? Anyway.
No, and I don't want to, but you never know.
Evidently, there was a proposal at Reading.com about the homeless and the panhandling thing. What was that, Rach?
There's an article that Terry just referred to. It is on Reading.com. The group is trying to get the people from down here in downtown, the business owners, to kind of have a united front. Chief Paletti's going to address it at the town hall meeting that Terry just mentioned again. But if you're interested in the article, you can pick up the Searchlight today or go to Reading.com. It's right there on the front page.
Very good. Very good. You know, the thing is, and what I think the problem here is, we have a lack of motivation out there. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Okay. You guys got to get some reason to get involved.
Yeah. And there's got to be something that is your passion. It doesn't matter whether it's your kids, your food.
The Second Amendment.
Yeah. I mean,
you got to do something out there.
There's so many different subjects that you can, you know, pick one.
Pick one.
Just one.
You know, it's like, you know, the old Three Stooges. Pick two, you know? I mean...
You know, I mean, I'm getting involved more and more on children. And, my grandkids are out of the state of California. But I'm getting plugged in more to information and the school systems and stuff here. Because, you know, we got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere and make a difference somehow.
Or you can go, what? Do I do?
No. You know, that's not an option, folks. So, you know, again, find your why. There's got to be something out
there.
That's
right. Find a reason.
Find a reason and run with it. There's other people that have the same passion somewhere. And with that, we need to go to a break. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
To get back home. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Reading's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Reading's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition.
I guess we're back.
Ground control to Major Dumb.
We're having way too much fun in here during the break.
Quit taking your protein pills and get it on.
Okay, we got to move along this now because this is going someplace. It's not good. Okay.
Yeah, you know, you guys got to wake up out there. Come on, get involved with this stuff here. Now I gotta talk about this week. We're going to have Jake on in a second here, but we have to go over, we're on number four of Ben Franklin's virtues. Okay. Resolution. Resolve to perform what you ought. In other words, you better start doing what you're supposed to do and perform without fail what you resolve. What we need is some people out there resolving to do some things.
Yep.
Get involved. Get off the couch. Plug in. Educate yourself. Run for city council. Tell you, figure out what you're doing. At least get involved.
Yeah. You can go to city council or board of supervisor meetings, even if you don't know anything about it or what your passion is. Go sit in there and see what it might be.
But do something. Okay, we've got a caller on the line, and I believe, is it Jane or Jake?
Jake.
Jake. We got Jake on the line. Are you there, Jake?
Hey guys.
How's it going?
It's going good. I've been meaning to call in for a while because I've been wondering about this, and this seems like the forum to ask the question. You know, we always talk about what's going on and, you know, get behind, the details of things nationally. But locally, you know, we really just don't have the vehicles for it, and you guys are, it seems to me, are that vehicle. So let me ask this.
Okay.
About 2 years ago, just before Chief Politi came here, I remember reading an article, and then it just never saw it again. It was almost like it got scrubbed, about a SWAT team that descended on the city of Stockton on a household. Basically, the African-American gentleman was thrown to the lawn, handcuffed. His kids were watching him as their house was pretty much being torn up. And all because, and this is the only explanation given, the estranged wife of the man and the mother of these two children, supposedly, who they hadn't seen in, I guess, a couple of years, was delinquent in her student loans.
Yeah, I do remember
I
that.
I think I did hear about that.
And I always wondered, 6 months later, we get Chief Politi from Stockton, and it would be really interesting to know how it was that the federal government could muster up that kind of firepower that they would have Stockton's own police force, SWAT team, come in and by the way, I never saw any follow-up from it after that.
Interesting.
But it was chilling to me that the federal government could use our local law enforcement like that. And I'm just curious, since, you know, Chief Politi was, you know, highly ranked in Stockton before he came here, why nobody's ever asked him the question of what was that all about, and exactly what are the federal government's abilities to just sort of, is it because we federalize student loans that we can, you know, cause the local law enforcement to put up that kind of muscle, SWAT team, kicking down the door,
yep,
throwing some guy down because he's a strange wife?
Well, you know what we need to do is we need to do a little investigation, because I don't want to smear anybody or say anything about something that I haven't done my homework on. But I'm going to do a little homework on this for you, Jake. And that would be something that you might want to ask at the town hall meeting as well, because I believe that the biggest problem we have in the country is federal intervention into the local and state issues. And that's why we need a sheriff who's going to stand on board and protect, yep, us from our federal government, as well as our local police, and not just go along for the ride because the feds are powerful and they hand out money like candy to anybody who's going to be on their team. You know, they say, well, that money's specifically allocated for this or that, and it's very specific. Yeah, but they'll pull it if you do something they don't like. So
I hate to be a downer on the whole town hall meeting, but I've seen a lot of them in the past, and usually the political shuffle used to, if you ask any questions that are uncomfortable for the political entity that's putting out the town hall meeting,
excuse me,
they'll always research. They won't try even to answer it. They'll get back to that individual. Oh, we'll get back to you. And I've just seen it so often that I think everybody that's involved in those sort of things knows the drill.
Yeah.
And so nothing really ever gets accomplished, and answers really never are forthcoming.
Well, you know something, no, that can change. I mean, if you Google Wally Herger Q&A on YouTube, you'll see me there asking a town hall meeting question that got put out there. But you have to be ready to
stand your ground
and not get shut down. And it's tough. I totally understand what you're saying, because they will. They have especially the political guys, they have a way of soft peddling it, not answering the question, diversion, you name it. But I will do some homework on this and if you have any information on this at all, you can get a hold of me at kentmark@msn.com and send it to me. And I won't back down from anything on any of these stories, period, because that's what we're here for. You're right. We're for.
I understand that, Mark, and that's one of the things I appreciate you, and that's actually why I brought up. I remember reading the article at the time, and I've actually since tried to find it again.
Right.
I know it happened. I remember reading about it.
Well, let's see. Yeah,
I remember reading that article too.
Yeah, let's see if we can come up with a little information. And see, what we've discovered is we have to be our own investigative reporters, period. And that's the people out there across the board trying to find out what's going on, because a lot of this stuff gets shuffled.
It gets buried, and there's no way that we can all keep up with it.
Right.
So with you bringing like this story to us, then there's more of us that can start doing the investigation on it.
And let's do some investigation. Yeah. I'll do what I can.
And that's why I listen to you guys.
Absolutely. We totally appreciate it, Jake.
So, all right, you take care.
All right,
you
take,
have a good
have
day.
A good day too. Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay, so that's why we're here. We're here to pick these kind of things up and get to the bottom of stuff. And everything that we do on this station has been researched. It doesn't mean that we're always correct, and we'll be the first ones every time to admit when we're wrong. But there's so much factual information on this stuff, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I mean, I can give you the code section on the Hawaiian or the Hawaiian, the Hollywood filmmaker stuff, if you want to look it up. Internal Revenue Code, Title 26, Subtitle A, Chapter 1, Subchapter B, Itemized Deductions for Individual. The statute is Section 181, Treatment of Certain Qualified Film and Television Productions. See, I do my homework here.
We try to cover all the bases and get down to the bottom and the truth, regardless if it's something we want to hear or not.
That's correct.
That's what it comes down to, is getting the truth out there to the listeners.
So what we're trying to do is show that the mainstream media is not telling you the truth, and then give you some avenues to do something about it. You have to get involved locally somewhere along the line. Now, maybe the town hall meetings are not the place to do or get it all done, but maybe it's running for city council. Maybe it's going to a tea party. Maybe
but
it's a it, Second
but,
Amendment
but attending
issue.
Like the city, the town hall meetings and stuff, or city council or whatever, you'll also start meeting other people that are like-minded. And maybe they're passionate about the same subject that you're going to find out that you're passionate about, or not.
That's exactly right. It's not going to the Y playing basketball and hoping you're going to get a scholarship.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the thing, is you got to get involved in these things.
Yeah, and the clock is ticking, folks. I mean, it's been ticking. We're down to the 11th hour now. It's very important.
Absolutely. And if you think that the economy's in recovery, you are blind to so many issues, it's ridiculous. Okay, because the stock market's going up, the economy's recovering.
Yeah.
Oh, the housing market's coming back. Really? Okay, but I guess the fact that the big investors, the big investors that are getting almost free money out of the Fed, that couldn't have nothing to do with it. You can't get a loan. You're coming out of school. You're so in debt with student loans. You can't get a loan. The average guy out there can't get a loan. But the Chinese have plenty of money.
Yep.
They're buying up a lot of property. So to think that we're out of the woods here because the mainstream media is telling you, oh, and by the way, don't buy gold and silver. It's in a downturn. Really? It's been in a bull market for almost 12 years now. Every year it's gone up. And it's going to continue to go up because they're printing money out of thin air. Okay, so if you think that all is all getting good, then I'm sorry, we can't help you. But if you think that they're lying to you, of course they wouldn't lie about anything.
No.
They don't lie about anything.
No.
You know, listen to the guys on CNBC and CNN, and you know, oh, it's just all truth. You know, they don't black things out like Obama challenges issues, or you know, I got another. We're almost out of time here, but. You know, I got another story. This is from Global Research. The global elite are hiding $18 trillion off in offshore banks. Yeah.
No. Come on. Really?
I bet that one's right in on the bullseye for, you know, that's right in Obama's scope to go after. Yeah, but he's for the middle class. But these guys are legally hiding tons of money offshore.
Yep.
And because they're operating on a different board. See, we keep saying, oh, get after the corporate guys, except we'll just forget about the corporate guys on Wall Street that are offshore, like Jamie Dimon and Louis Feingold and, you know, the J.P. Morgan guys and Morgan Stanley and all the banking elite. And they just keep getting bailed out, whether it's Bush or Obama. You know, so who's benefiting from all of this stuff? You know, is the middle class, is the taxes going down? Can we bring all of our guys in from offshore? You know, and all these foreign entanglements and wars that are undeclared and save money? Yeah. Could we cut the military budget a little bit? Yeah, absolutely. No, what we're going to do is we're going to raise taxes, spend more, and cut social programs. Really?
No.
Yeah, that's the answer. And Obama's a great guy. I bet he cries himself to sleep every night worrying about you middle class people out there.
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
The phone's ringing.
I think we're out of time.
Are we down?
Gosh.
Well,
how
crazy
fast is that?
It went again, folks.
All right. Well, remember, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. This is Sovereign Mind Radio. My name is Mark Kent.
And we'll be back next week.
Keep stacking and storing.
And there you go.
Welcome
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Four people are dead after a hostage situation and standoff in Aurora, Colorado. A SWAT team moved in and killed the gunman after taking shots, finding three people dead inside. One person escaped. President Obama says the fiscal cliff deal is a good start.
For the first time in two decades, we raised taxes on the wealthiest 2% of Americans in a bipartisan way, while preventing a middle-class tax hike that could have thrown our economy back into recession.
The president, in his weekly address, Michigan Congressman Dave Camp for the Republicans says we need broader change.
That means cutting wasteful spending, strengthening programs like Medicare and Social Security so that they're there when Americans need them, and creating a tax code that creates a healthy economy.
He says the spending must stop, but President Obama says he will not allow Congress to stall on raising the nation's debt ceiling again. The companion of a rape victim who died in India is telling his story. They were attacked on a private bus last month.
We were shouting at the top of our voices, trying to make people hear us.